With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Doug Gottlieb Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. That's 12 to 3 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Doug Gottlieb Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
This is the Best of the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, Aaron Torres, it is one of those days where I don't know if I love being in this chair or I can't stand being in this chair.
Is it me? Is it something I said?
It has nothing to do with you. It has nothing to do with John Ramos. It has nothing to do with him. It has nothing to do with anything except those Seattle Seahawks. Welcome aboard. It is the Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. Check out the latest lines of the world of sports at Bet Rivers Sportsbook. Bet Rivers is the trusted name in online sports betting. Must be 21, must be present in Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, and Pennsylvania to play. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It's known I'm a Seahawks fan. It's not what this whole segment's going to be about, but
Let's break down like the depth chart and stuff. Let's do it.
Let's not do that. That's not what I want to do. That's why I don't know if I want to be here or not, because we are talking about an organization that I really don't know in recent history if we have seen this in the National Football League. And in the span of a year, and maybe in the span of an offseason, I do not remember, Aaron, a team going from extreme relevance in the National Football League to one of almost no relevance in the National Football League. And you would look at it and say, well, obviously it's because of Russell Wilson's departure. But I even think it's more than that. It's Russell Wilson's possible replacements. It's the decisions that this franchise has made over the last few years. And while I don't want to say that the sky is falling after a preseason game that doesn't matter to anyone, It's just, I think, that the Seahawks are such an intriguing case study that we had not seen in the NFL. And I've got a piece of paper in front of me. We call these the rundown.
Mm-hmm.
This is given to me by our executive producer, Ryan Bersinger. And the, you want to know what the name of this segment is titled?
Uh-oh.
And it, no, it's so true, but it's so true. Seahawks are a weird team. And I would say Seahawks are a weird franchise. Seahawks are a weird organization. There is just so much that is going on and has gone on and so much that has gone wrong with Seattle to now lead up to this point where last year, even though they weren't a playoff team, they were still entering the season relevant, thought to be a playoff team. You had Russell Wilson. You had DK Metcalf. You expected the Seahawks to be a better franchise, a better team than they were a year ago. Now they have, I don't even think it's a question, the worst quarterback situation in the National Football League. And now you're on the verge of watching them get beat by a Bears team last night that some consider to be the worst in the National Football League. Seahawks are a weird team is a perfect example and a perfect title for this segment.
First of all, how dare you insult the New York Giants fans listening that are sitting there saying, no, we have the worst quarterback situation going on in the National Football League.
I always would rather have Daniel Jones.
Wow. I'd almost rather have Daniel Jones. Don't think they'll be selling those T-shirts at MetLife Stadium this year. So it is interesting because it was funny. Probably about 3 or 4 days ago, I was on a radio interview in Indianapolis, and I was asked about the Indianapolis Colts. And somebody, you know, they said, like, what is the you host a national radio show? You talk about everybody. What is the Colt like? What is the perception of the Colts? And I said, they're kind of just, like, not a very interesting team to me at all. Like, Matt Ryan does nothing for me. And so, to bring it back to the Seahawks, you can be bad and still be interesting, right? Mm-hmm. Like, the Jets, hopefully Zach Wilson makes a speedy recovery. He's back on the field. I don't think they'll be good, but they'll be interesting. The Lions, we're going to get to in a minute. I don't know that they'll be good. They're certainly, I think they'll be better. I don't think they're a playoff team. They're certainly going to be interesting, though. There are plenty of teams that might not be good, but will be interesting. The Seahawks, they're just kind of up there in the Pacific Northwest. There's so much intrigue in that division with the reigning Super Bowl champs, with Kyler Murray, with everything going on in San Francisco. You're right. Is they're weird, and more than being weird, they're not good, and they're not interesting, which is something that to me, I think we as we head into this NFL season, there's really only two or three teams you could say they'll be good, they'll be bad, they'll be this, they'll be that. They're not interesting. There's probably only two or three that you could say that about. I think that's the case with the Seattle Seahawks.
You mentioned Daniel Jones, and there were headlines because Tyrod Taylor was maybe getting some first team reps in practice. There are two quarterback scenarios in the National Football League that aren't being talked about, and it's because nobody cares about them. Nobody cares that Davis Mills is going to be starting for the second straight year in Houston. It's not even a controversy. He's just going to be the guy, but nobody's talking about that. I mean, like, you could even talk about and saying, hey, is Marcus Mariota going to be able to revitalize his career with Atlanta? How is Matt Ryan going to do with the Colts, the team that you just mentioned, and a former Atlanta Falcon? Like, there are storylines that can go along with any NFL team, and if you're playing fantasy football or if you're betting on games, you are following those storylines. Nobody cares who wins the Seahawks starting quarterback
That's
job.
True. That's true.
Like that is, and that is one that is up in the air. Like, and we're wondering, like, Carolina is kind of the, you know, with the Baker Mayfield, Sam Darnold thing, that is intrigue of who's going to win it out. We don't know who's going to win the Seahawks quarterbacking job. And in fact, it's quite a turn over the last 48 hours because it sure looked like Drew Locke was headed that way for his performance against the Steelers and then what he did in the scrimmage. And then he comes down with COVID, and then you're saying, well, maybe he took a step back. Now you have people saying he actually gained steps because of what you saw last night with Geno Smith against the Bears. And I'm not trying to make this a breakdown of a preseason game, Aaron, but no. What I think this does, this also lets us take a little different look at what happened in New England and the divorce between Bill Belichick and Tom Brady. The Patriots didn't completely fall off the map. They may not have been good. They maybe tried to make it work with Cam Newton. But they weren't bad. And if Seattle doesn't get things right, like, they're going to be bad.
Sure.
And there's obviously a quarterback situation and that is going to have to be taken care of via the draft or free agency at some point if the guy isn't Drew Lock. But you don't get bad in the NFL by just one move. And I know, like, we want to put this on Russell Wilson, but the whole Seahawks are weird sort of title. I looked up just salary situation last night.
Sure.
And I didn't look at the other 31 teams, but I feel pretty safe in saying this. I think that the only team where their top four players play two positions, the top four paid players play two positions, and those positions are wide receiver and safety.
Wow.
Like think about that. It's not left tackle's a rookie, first round pick, Charles Cross. It's not the quarterback. It's not the pass rusher. It's not the guy that goes after the quarterback. Your top four guys are wide receiver one and wide receiver two and DK Metcalf and Tyler Lockett. And then safety and safety in Jamal Adams and Quandre Diggs.
So I, just for fun, I looked it up, and it's literally exactly what you just said for the exact opposite. Los Angeles Rams, four highest paid players. Maybe the best defensive lineman in the NFL, Aaron Donald. Maybe the best corner in this NFL, Jalen Ramsey. Maybe the best wide receiver in the NFL, Cooper Kupp. Super Bowl winning quarterback, Matthew Stafford. That's how you're supposed to divvy things up. You know, elite players, quarterback gets taken care of, elite pass rusher. I don't know if Aaron Donald's as much of a pass rusher as he is just a dominant force on the defensive line. That's how it's supposed to get done. I don't know that you're supposed to be paying your two safeties. And in a world where people are willing to trade Pro Bowl caliber wide receivers to get rookies to replace them, I'm not sure that you're supposed to be paying wide receivers when you don't have that elite quarterback.
It is so in reverse. And this is the point. Like, maybe we need to give Bill Belichick a little bit more credit for what happened in New England. And I know Tom Brady got the last laugh, but he went to a ready-made team in Tampa and won a Super Bowl. If you went to other places, I'm not sure, Aaron, that the outcome would have been a seventh Super Bowl. Patriots made it to the playoffs last year with their rookie quarterback and looked to improve on that. The Seahawks have fallen off, and it's not just because of Russell Wilson's absence. And that's kind of where this also then leads to is in the NFL, you don't get bad overnight. You really don't. Like it is. There are ways where you can kind of move things. You get bad by having a bunch of bad decisions and a bunch of bad moves, missed draft picks, mismanaging this and that. And then all of a sudden you're in a spot where you lose a guy that may be covered up for some of those warts and you're in the spot that they are. And they may rebound next year and get a young quarterback or get one via trade or free agency. If it's not Drew Lock, because it's definitely not going to be Geno Smith, but it is just amazing to me to see how a team can become so relevant. Because as a Seahawks fan, and that's where I'll just pull it back to at this point, the Seahawks were relevant up until Pete Carroll and Russell Wilson came to Seattle. I mean, like the kingdom was always rocking with at that time the 12th man, and now the 12s is they're talked about, but it wasn't as nationally known.
Sure.
They weren't on Sunday night or Monday night football all the time. I knew this because I would never see them growing up. There would be like one Monday night football game
year that they would play. Trucked, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That was in fifth grade, 1987. It was the worst. I thought they were going to kill the Raiders. And Mark LeDuc was a Raiders fan that in fifth grade that I had to to school the
Your
next
rival.
Day because he liked the Raiders and I was embarrassed because the Seahawks got ran over by the Raiders, but they weren't that team until Pete Carroll and Russell Wilson came in. The uniforms changed. You had a different vibe. It was almost like a college sort of feel.
Sure.
And then the fan base exploded even more. More people got involved. And it's not to say that the Seahawks didn't love their team, because they did. They would sell out the kingdom and it'd be loud as heck. They just weren't a national brand. Nobody talked about them. And now to see all of that erased in a year, that is super weird.
Well, and it speaks to a lot of, I think, the conversations over the last 2, 3, 4 years is I do think Russell Wilson put a Band-Aid on a lot of those things. And I do think we saw some of that last year when he got hurt for the first time in his career and Geno Smith had to come in. And so it speaks to, like you said, this doesn't happen with Russell Wilson leaving. It happens with multiple missed draft picks, with trading draft picks for a safety, with all the decisions that have been made through the years. And so I think it just really more than anything, and obviously, you know, I don't know that it was on full display last night because, you know, it was a preseason game, but it just speaks to it's just a weird organization, because you said it's the one quarterback battle that, you know, no one cares about. I'll take it a step further. I think it's the one quarterback battle, and I know Pete Carroll throughout the offseason has said, oh, we believe in Drew Lock. I think it's the one quarterback battle that I don't even think the team is trying to sell you. Like, I still think the Giants in their heart of hearts are trying to sell you. No, this Daniel Jones guy, he can still figure it out. It's not too late. Even if they know it,
yeah.
I don't think that you know, San Francisco, they're trying to sell us so hard how improved Trey Lance is on a day-to-day basis. The Seahawks, I don't get the sense, and again, I know Pete Carroll had a couple comments over the last couple months, but I don't get the sense that they're just, oh, we are all in on Drew Lock, and you guys are doubting us, but you know, doubt us at your own risk. Like, that's not the vibe that I'm getting out of them at all.
If they were all in on Drew Lock, they would have given him first-team reps.
Sure.
From when he came in. Like I think Drew Lock's going to be the guy. But again, nobody cares about
yes.
that. No one cares. And I'm sorry if you feel like I'm wasting your time by talking about a topic that no one cares. But you talk about the mismanagement of it. You saw Geno Smith last night. The first four series were three and outs.
The fact that no one cares makes it the topic.
Yeah.
Like that's why it's interesting. If we came on here and tried to sell you why don't worry about the Seahawks based on last night, that's one thing. But to your point, the fact that they've fallen so far, I mean, this is an organization, I mean, 2 years ago, two seasons ago, 2020 COVID season, won the division home playoff game to it's just mm-hmm. a complete whatever you want to term it right now. That's why we're talking about it, because last night was just further proof of that.
Yeah, it was bad, and it may not get better anytime soon.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporting handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from a full line of Goodyear tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Goodyear test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. Be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires at a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports, TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Did you ever play the over-under game with your friends? You know, think I can eat a slice of pizza in under 30 seconds, or I know it'll take you over a minute to down that 2-liter. If you have, then you're going to love Pick 6, the new fantasy game from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Here's how to play during the NBA playoffs. It's super simple. First, download the DraftKings Pick 6 app, then pick between 2 and 6 players and choose if they'll have more or less of a stat, like rebounds, points, assists, and more. Play Pick 6 from DraftKings, the new fantasy app that packs more fun into less time. Download the DraftKings Pick 6 app now and use the code Doug. New customers can play $5 and get 50 in Pick 6 credits. That's code Doug, only on DraftKings. Pick 6, the crown is yours.
One offer per new customer. Minimum $5 first pick set to receive $50 in pick six credits, which are non-withdrawable and valid for pick six use only, expire after 6 months. Restrictions apply. Limited time offer. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick six not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at picksix.draftkings.com/promos.
I hope you're ready for the weekend. If not, hang with us for the next 2 hours. Enjoy it, have some fun, and then kick the feet up. The dog days of summer winding down because football is going to take over. I count my summer days, Aaron, in a way of, all right, how many Saturdays do I have left before it's completely overtaken by college football?
I think everybody in our business does, and the answer is 1.5.
Yeah.
Because week zero is next week. Now, it's not a loaded slate. The headliner is Nebraska Northwestern on Fox Sports TV, but
in Dublin, right?
In Dublin, yes. And so to answer your question, it's coming. I in some ways it feels like it's been forever. In other ways, it's like, man, where did the summer go?
Now that game, as you said, is on Fox. There could be future Nebraska Northwestern games in Dublin. Who knows? Maybe on CBS. Maybe on NBC. This on the heels of the new Big Ten TV rights deal that was struck yesterday, but really reports throughout the last 8 days or so had said, looks like it's going to be a Fox, CBS, NBC triple header. Even before that, that triple header was put out there, ESPN out the door. And what I find so unique about this as a Big Ten guy, Aaron, there's something that stands out to me, and that's when the NFL went to their Thursday night games. I loved having football on Thursday night. It makes my week shorter. Like, it really does. Like, when the Monday night game ends, you don't have to wait all the way till Saturday for college football or to take in a college football game on Thursday night that maybe you're not that into, but you try to trick yourself to being the weekend. Like, the NFL game being at that time, it to me is a real, like, all right, let's start the week. Your pick sheets are clean. Your fantasy football rosters are newly set. It's a fresh start. Thursday night football gets the week going. I love that part of it. But what we realized was that, you know what, when the NFL back in the day had Madden and Summerall, and then the big Monday night game was usually the biggest game of the week, and there was no Sunday night football, and even when Sunday night football came in, maybe it wasn't as big as a Madden Summerall game, but that there were only so many marquee games actually on an NFL schedule. And now when you were putting a marquee game on a Thursday, a marquee game on a Sunday night, a marquee game on a Monday night, a marquee game in a late window, and now you're trying to put a, you know, marquee game maybe at 1 o'clock Eastern time, the matchups, there are only so many teams that are really, really intriguing. And that is something that I think is now coming into play with the Big Ten, where you have this triple header on network TV that isn't regionalized. Like, mm-hmm. the ABC window that you would have in the middle of the day, maybe if you were in ACC country, you're getting, you know, Wake Forest against the U. And if you're in Big 12 country, you're getting K-State at Texas Tech. That's split up. The Big Ten is going to have three national windows that are going to be to the entire country. You got Fox and Big Noon Kickoff at noon Eastern. You got CBS at 3:30 Eastern time. And then you're going to have this night game on NBC. And my only question, and I even say this as a Big Ten guy, is there going to be enough firepower? Is there going to be enough pizzazz to really make this triple header work? Because you have Ohio State, and you have Michigan, and you're going to add USC. And I don't know if you're just putting those three schools in the window, but what happens when USC plays Michigan? Then who fills that gap? And it's not meant to be a knock on the Penn States or the Wisconsins and the Iowas or the UCLAs or whatever school they may add. But when you talk about brand of brands and the games that you really want to watch, that's the one thing when I hear this Big Ten triple header, I just wonder if we're going to get to a point where we're going to be like, okay, well, it's Penn State and Purdue in the CBA. Like, is that the game that you're really going to want to watch? I think it can help those brands. I think it can help Iowa and Wisconsin and Penn State even be more of the brands that they are. But in terms of just like sheer entertainment value, I think outside of the Ohio State, Michigan, and USC, there's going to be some work to be done.
So that was my first kind of thought when the reports came out. We had three specific windows for three specific networks. Is there just aren't that many marquee teams to go around, and especially as we get later in the season and teams start picking up their third, fourth, fifth losses of the year, it's just not going to resonate. But I think the other thing that stands out to me is you talk about we have all kind of collectively come to the understanding that not every week are we going to get a great Thursday night game or a great Monday night game or a great Sunday night game in those standalone windows in the NFL. The difference is, though, there's only one game in town Thursday night, Sunday night, Monday night. And so if it's a Jets-Dolphins game or something that you're really not excited to watch, there's nothing really else on.
Yeah, yes.
But the counter to that is, you know, the NFL, the Big Ten, listen, you know, NBC can spend their money how they want. CBS can spend their money how they want. Obviously, with Fox, we're going to have the premier game most weeks. But you have other options. It's not as though the SEC is going to stop playing football just because NBC got a 7 o'clock Eastern time game. So ACC, Clemson right now is still relevant. The Pac-12, those Oregon, Oregon may still be relevant in whatever sure. The next iteration is. So that's what stands out to me. Some of those brands are so big that they really do draw very well. But for a national audience, I'm with you. I don't know how much Wisconsin moves the needle. I'll take it a step further. I don't know how much... I don't want to say like Ohio State doesn't move the needle, but do we watch Ohio State when they play Rutgers? Do we watch them when they play Maryland? Or do we just kind of, it's on in the background. It's that second, third screen. Now you're going to put it on 7 p.m. Eastern time on NBC. And yes, Ohio State fans will watch, and they have one of the great fan bases in college football. But I don't know that LSU and Alabama fans are going to turn off, you know, LSU Florida or something just because Ohio State's on the team.
I see what you're saying there. I think they'll be okay in that aspect, because if we're going down the SEC schools, the list of the SEC schools, the great thing about this conversation that you and I are having is we are making so many college fan bases angry, because sure. It sounds like we are diminishing who they are.
I just crushed Ohio State. That's like the greatest fan base in the sport.
You did, or the worst at times. But when we talk about the Wisconsins and the Iowas and the Penn States, I think the same thing could be said as the Texas A&Ms or the Ole Misses.
Sure.
And I'm sorry, the Tennessees. It's one thing if it's Alabama and LSU. It's one thing if it's Alabama, Georgia, which is the national championship game. I do think that Ohio State, Iowa isn't that much different than Alabama, Mississippi State.
Sure, that's
you
fair.
You know, that sort of thing. Texas A&M, different animal, because now Jimbo and Nick Saban and what happened last year at Kyle Field. So like that, but
really quick, I my counter to that would be, though, we know that premier game for the Big Ten is going to be in the noon window. The SEC is probably going to play their premier game at either 3:30 or 7 p.m. So one of those two other windows will be going up against the it's not as though it's like high school football. You're not putting ones versus ones here. The best SEC game isn't going head-to-head versus the best Big Ten game.
No.
And that's the only point I would make.
But Alabama playing like Georgia-Florida is a better game than Alabama-Mississippi State.
Agreed, yeah.
Even though Alabama's the marquee team, Georgia-Florida cocktail party, however, you know, no matter what Florida is, it's just there's a little bit more to that. And I would think the Big Ten probably doesn't have as enough of those, like Ohio State-Michigan, obviously big. When USC comes to the conference, their game against Ohio State, their game against Michigan, going to be big. To your point, when you go to the SEC, you could say, okay, well, what about Georgia, Florida? What about Georgia, LSU, Georgia, Alabama? You're right in that I don't think you can say that in going to what about Ohio State, Wisconsin? What about Ohio State, Penn State? Even though that was a really, really good game and still is a great, great series, I don't know if you're matching it up to those. So I'll give you that part of it. I find it very intriguing for those programs. And the one program... And I know this may be, it's not wishful thinking, but the school that I think could benefit the most in all of this is making headlines because of how much their players are throwing up. Like if Nebraska would come back, if Nebraska was relevant, Aaron, and this may be old school mid-40s guy talking out of his butt, thinking it's just like the old days of Tom Osborne and Tommy Frazier running up and down the field. But I do think if Nebraska turned it around and Nebraska would become a power in college football, that is added to the brand. Outside of adding Notre Dame, but Nebraska becoming a national player in the conversation would be the best thing for the Big Ten, because I think it would jump the Iowas, Wisconsin, and Penn States for brand name, and would jump any of the other schools that they could possibly bring in. I think that this new TV deal really could help Nebraska, and Nebraska being good would really help the Big Ten.
So I am not quite the same age as you, but the first years I started watching college football was the end of the Tom Osborne era. 3 national championships in 4 years. Ironically, the last one was Scott Frost as the quarterback. So I'm in the same boat. And I think the one thing that I've noticed, and I know social media isn't a great reflection of everything, but whenever something really good or really bad happens with Nebraska, every time it seems to get a ton of traction. And why I bring that up is because I think that's one of those fan bases. First of all, they've sold out every game since the 1960s, Dan, okay? Like, the brand is so big, but I just don't think people realize it because it's been so long since they've been good. Any team that's gotten really good the last, whenever. I remember growing up in the East Coast and the Yankees were bad forever. Then they got good. It's like, where'd all these Yankees fans come from? It's like, well, they were there, but they didn't have much to cheer about. That's how I feel about Nebraska. Is like, if they can get it rolling, I think there are way more Nebraska fans, not just people that grew up in Nebraska, not just people that went to school there, but people my age to your age that when they started watching college football, Nebraska was on every day, every week, and that was the team they embraced. I agree with you 1,000%.
It's funny, and for those that may have forgotten a decade ago, when Nebraska joined the Big Ten split into not their East and West divisions, but they had their leaders and legends. And I still forget who was in what.
Oh, yeah.
But it was set up for a way where in one division, which would have been the leaders, and I'm looking at it right now, and it would have Wisconsin, Penn State, and Ohio State were the 3 marquee teams. And then the other division, Michigan State, Iowa, and Nebraska. But their hope, they're really hoping having that Big Ten title game was that you were going to get Ohio State, Michigan playing in the title game. You were going to get Nebraska, Ohio State. You were maybe going to get Penn State, Nebraska. They were set up. They tried to game the system to put it evenly so you would have like the 3 marquee schools, so you would always have a marquee conference title game. They didn't care about geography. That's why they made it the leaders and the legends. But it was specifically designed where you had, hey, Wisconsin, Penn State, or Ohio State will win one division, and then Michigan, Iowa, or Nebraska will win the other, or Michigan State. Like there was no geography done to it. That tells you how much Nebraska played a role. And I actually would think that Nebraska, maybe outside of Michigan, was the other team that they would have rather have had in the Big Ten title game.
Oh, yeah.
Than, Iowa or Michigan State. So
no, I agree 100%. And I do think it's a fascinating conversation. Maybe at some point later we discuss the SEC aspect of this, because I think the SEC contract looks pretty interesting in hindsight because of the fact that they're now playing on one network. It's not that it holds them back, but I wonder if they had to do it over, if they would consider it again. But I'm fascinated by this contract. And I will say, credit to Kevin Warren, the commissioner, because his job is to do what's best for his conference, make the most money that he can, get the most exposure that he can, and he did that with this TV deal.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific.
Mic check. Mic check.
If you want exclusive insight from the biggest names in the sports game, what's good? This is national champion and former pro baller Chris Johnson. Let me tell you a little bit about my new series, KJ Live.
KJ Live is the only show featuring me going one-on-one with the brightest basketball minds on the planet to get the real.
And when I say real, I mean that real. I got legendary Hall of Famers, elite coaches, and the top basketball insiders bringing you a unique perspective on all things hoops culture that you will not find anywhere else.
To make your next move your best move.
And tap in with me on KJ Live, wherever get your podcast from.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge.
Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporting handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from a full line of Continental tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Continental test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. Be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires at a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports, TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. Crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Usually at this time, we have a segment that we like to play, and it's sweeping the nation. It's called That's Baseball.
It's time for That's Baseball.
See, I ruined it. I completely ruined it, but there's a reason why I ruined it. It's not your usual That's Baseball. Today, I mentioned this earlier, but we are welcoming our newest member of the Fox Sports Radio staff at the news desk, Nick Cope, now a member of our team. He's handling all of the news and the breaking news and the latest updates coming from the world of sports. I was almost going to say Major League Baseball, the NFL, but it's so much more than that. Nick, how are things going so far in the first early days of your time at Fox Sports Radio?
Everything's going great. I've got three screens on here that I can watch any and all the sports going on at one time. It's my dream from being a kid. It's come to fruition, finally.
It's magnificent. Nick's dream is also coming to fruition, as he is the play-by-play voice of UCLA baseball.
You know how I feel about college baseball.
Yeah.
For 2 weeks a year, I love it.
This is a diehard to my left here, Nick. Now, you are the expert in play-by-play. What you are going to be able to do, instead of being an anchor or a person who breaks the news or reports on the news or does the play-by-play, you're going to be the judge of our play-by-play. Aaron's, mine, and John Ramos's. Our executive producer, Ryan Bershinger, has come up with three scenarios for us. He will deliver one, and we will do a play-by-play call of that scenario, Nick, and you need to grade it on an A to F scale and what we did right and what we did wrong, okay?
I can handle that. Let's do it.
All right. I'll go first. I'll be the guinea pig. Ryan Bershinger, give me the scenario that I am going to be calling.
All right. So the Orioles lead the Blue Jays 7-6.
Okay.
You've got it's the bottom of the eighth. Dylan Tate is facing Vladimir Guerrero Jr. Guerrero hits a deep drive to center field, and Cedric Mullins robs the home run.
Okay. I'm going to need a crack of the bat as well, but hold. I'll set it up, okay? All right. Eighth inning, O's have a 7-6 lead. Vlad Guerrero Jr. steps to the plate, batting 262. Runner on second base. Tate delivers. Swung on and belted. That's going to deep center field. It's back. It's way back. Mullins caught it. Let's head to the top of the ninth inning. 7-6 O's here on the O's Radio Network.
That was definitely the Homer broadcast.
Yes. I realized midway through that I should have been like O's Radio Network or Blue Jays Radio Network. But all right, Nick, on a scale of A to F. Now, mind you, you are talking to the 2001 voice of Sauk Prairie Baseball, okay?
So softball
this is
too, right?
This what is yes softball? And softball as well. So this isn't judging someone that's we're peers here. So let's what did you think about the setup? What grade would you give?
That was really solid. I was going to say in there I was a little confused. Is this a national broadcast because you're really excited for the drive from Guerrero, but then you're even more excited for the catch. So I got to give that a B+.
Oh, a B+.
That was really solid.
Yes, a
very
B+.
Very nice. Really solid.
Yeah, I would have settled for an A-, but hey, you know, a B+.
You got to leave room for improvement.
Yeah.
You got to leave room for improvement.
I thank Ryan Bershinger, because everybody knows all the Orioles players. They just roll off your tongue.
Patrick Mullins.
Mullins is an all-star. Man, it's great.
All right.
Go ahead.
Hopefully. Wait a sec. Wait, did you hear that little? Mullins is an all-star, but hey, all right. Hey, if I watched the all-star game in the eighth, I would have known it, okay? All right.
All right, Bersh, maybe we go a little lighter on the details on this one. That was a lot in the last one, but go ahead.
No, lay on the details, Bersh.
Oh, this one is detail heavy.
Okay.
Because it is, in fact, the situation makes it such.
The situation,
so
got, Jersey Shore, yeah.
That's right. Cardinals at Cubs.
Okay.
It's a day game at Wrigley Field. They're now in the 10th inning. It's the top of the 10th. Paul Goldschmidt is up with the ghost runner at second to start the inning. David Robertson.
Oh, hold on. Top of the 10th, Paul Goldschmidt, ghost runner. Okay.
Yes. You got David Robertson on the mound, and Goldschmidt drives it into the left field gap. Ian Happ is going back on the ball. He crashes into the ivy in center field. He does not make the catch, and the ball gets trapped in the ivy.
Okay, that is pretty complicated. All right, welcome back, everyone. Oh, no, hold on, sorry. I thought I was hosting a podcast there for a second. Okay, hold on.
All right, crowd. @Aaron_Torres.
All right, crowd. Tight ball game here facing the hated St. Louis Cardinals. Beautiful afternoon here at Wrigley Field. We are in extras. Paul Goldschmidt wasn't even aware that he played for one of these teams. Is up to the plate. Ghost runner on second. God, do I hate that rule. 1-2 pitch from David Robertson. Oh, that is Paul Goldschmidt. He hits it deep. Ian Happ back to the wall, to the ivy. He gets we cannot find the ball. It appears to be a ground rule double. Goldschmidt hits the ball deep. Ian Happ, it was like a Jose Canseco, knocked him right on the top of the head. It did not go over the wall, but instead into the ivy. And the unnamed ghost runner, who may or may not be Mike the Situation, I missed that detail, scores the go-ahead run. Back to you, Chuck.
All right. Wow.
I feel like there's a Chuck, Nick, in the booth with me.
A lot to unpack there.
Yes.
There was a lot going on. Aaron handled it really well.
Yes.
Recapping at the end, especially when you have a crazy situation, that is very well done right there. Bringing it all back around, making sure the listener gets it. The one little nitpick is you don't know right away if the drive, what's going to happen. And it got there super quick to the Ivy, I felt like, where, you know, slow up. There's a drive. It's headed deep center. You know, you got to build that a little bit.
Yeah. So me saying that I wasn't aware the player was on the team, that was not concerning to you at all.
Don't worry. He's only an MVP, he's only an MVP candidate. Don't even worry about it.
Berzinger,
I'll give you a little sideline.
I'll give it a C+. Some of the details missing, but I like the dramatic entrance at the beginning as well. And I all around, pretty solid right. for just
it's
hopping
been a pretty
right in there.
Forgettable year for the Cardinals. So, you know, just add that to the pile right there.
David Robertson, of course, now with the Phillies, right, Ryan Berzinger?
That's correct.
Yes, that is correct. Yes.
So was I given bad information?
If he's going to get on my case for not mentioning that Cedric Mullins was an all-star, I am definitely going to send some friendly fire back.
I think that gets at least to a B- since I was given false information. And he said
game was in May. Okay. All right. John Ramos, you are up behind the mic. Judged by Cope.
We've got the Guardians at the White Sox here. Top of the third inning. Yeah, runners on first and second. Dylan Cease on the mound for the White Sox. The runners are going on the pitch. It's a classic hit and run. Jose Ramirez at the plate. Ramirez lines it, and Tim Anderson makes a diving catch. And not only does he make the diving catch, he turns it into an unassisted triple play.
Who caught the ball again?
Tim Anderson.
Oh, Tim Anderson.
And I know he's hurt.
Yeah, he's hurt.
I was going up to the mic to be like, you know, he's on the IL.
Is there one out in the inning?
No.
Nobody out.
No, for a triple play, you'd...
Oh, it's a triple play?
Yeah,
I thought it was just
double play. An unassisted triple play.
Okay. There's four outs.
Hey, if four people can strike out in an inning, 6-run score, I guess you can have four outs in an inning, too. All right, let's see if we can get this
right. Let's do it.
My chicken scratch is horrible right now.
No,
this may not be good. Yep. Oh, man. The crowd is going crazy right now, and this is incredible. Guardians taking on the White Sox. We're in the top of the second. First and second, Dylan Cease. He is... Well, one of the better pitchers, and he's having a tough year this year, but I think he can do the job. At the plate is a Jose Ramirez. This guy is an all-star. He's having a great season, too, by the way. He hits a line drive, and it's caught! Caught by Tim Anderson, the Jackie Robinson of baseball, currently going on right now. And he turns to second, throws to third. It's a triple play! Triple play for the White Sox. They are out of the inning. The Guardians are not going to move on in this series.
All right.
We don't know if the game is over, but we do know the inning is over. And wait, was that a – I didn't hear the catch. There it was. This is the White Sox Radio Network.
Oh, all right, Nick. Oh, what about John Ramos behind the mic of that call?
I think there were that several details that were just totally wrong right there.
Second inning unassisted triple play.
Well, first of all, Ryan gave him the third inning, and then somehow he turned the triple from second to third. I would assume we're somehow doubling up on second and then tagging out the runner from first. I'm not sure how the triple play works going the other way around the horn. I do like that John provided some context to both the pitcher and the batter. Yeah. I just realized I don't think anyone mentioned a count. Not that Ryan gave you a count, but usually you set up a count. One ball, two strikes. Here's the pitch. But the energy from all you guys was really good. John right there at the end was great. Let's give him a C+ for his efforts.
C+.
C's get degrees, baby.
Yes, they do. They do. Good job, John Ramos.
That was a tough one.
Yes.
Yeah. It was the end of the. I don't. Did I say the end of the series? Right.
You said game over, and I thought it was in the second inning. It apparently was in the third inning.
Not
bad.
No.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you, Nick.
We aren't going to be taking Nick's job anytime soon. It's Jackie Robinson Stadium, right?
That's correct.
Yes. I was going to say, I was at the Mac Robinson post office in Pasadena yesterday, named after his brother. Oh. So it's all coming together. There you go.
Oh, man. That was
fun.
Yeah, that was some really good stuff. And make sure that you save that Ryan Bertschinger so John can send it out for play-by-play jobs across across Division I baseball and the major leagues.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. Pick up, pick up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way.
It's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now, you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.